Yeraisa.
Okay, Yuma daf Hey Mud Beis Nusugya Keitzad Hilbisham. So we're talking here about Shivas Yemei Miluim. Part of the Seder of Shivas Yemei Miluim was the Levishas Begodim, or to be more accurate, the Halboshas Begodim, that Moshe Rabbeinu dressed up Aaron Ubanov with a big dikihuna. Aaron dressed up with the big dikihuna in Gadol, Banov dressed up with the big dikihuna in Edyot, and that was part of the process of the Miluim, which gave them the Kedushas Kehuna. There was the Korbanos of the Miluim, and there was the Begodim. Shemen HaMishcho, the Begodim. We saw before, the Gemara said, in Amud Aleph, that this is also a din that is Negele Doiris. Anytime a Kohen becomes a Kohen Gadol, yeah, so you also there's the Ribui Begodim, yeah, you need the Levishas Begodim is part of the process that makes him a Kohen Gadol. But there, it was the first time ever that the Chlavdi became Kohanim, so forgetting the Etzen Kedushas Keuno, Lohem, Lezarim, Ledoivois, so part of what established that Chalois, Kedushas Keuno, for this Mishpacha was Al Yidei the Levishas HaBegodim. So it's, again, as we mentioned, in the previous sugi we saw, there's two times the Torah is telling us the story of the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. One is in Chumash Mois in Parshas Tetzaveh, the second one is in Chumash Vayikra in Parshas Tzav. The first one is about the Tzivui, about it, the Hainu, and Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you supposed to do by the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim? And in the second time, it's already the Asiyah, when he actually did it. That's the difference between the two times. So in those two parshiyos, we also have a description of the Levishas HaBegodim that is describing how Moshe Rabbeinu dressed them up with different Bidi Kehuna. Yeah, so there's a specific, it mentions there the specific Bidi Kehuna that Moshe Rabbeinu was Malbish Aaron Ubanov during the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, both in Parshas Tetzaveh and in Parshas Tzav. So the Gemara now is opening a discussion, Keitzad Hilbisham. What's that, Keitzad Hilbisham? Zokt Rashi, Seder Begodim Le'av Ulebonim Zeh Achar Zeh. So, if you look in the Chumash, you'll see it's Lehedio, that in terms of the Av and Bonim, Aaron was first. First, Moshe Rabbeinu was Malbish Aaron, with the big dick on Godland, and then he was Malbish. I'm saying it was Malbish first Aaron with the big dikuna, and then Bnei Aaron. So that we know. That's Mefurish. But the Gemara has some kind of a discussion here about the Seder. Yeah, Rashi says, "What's the Seder Begodim?" Right? What is the Shaila exactly? Look in the Chumash. It says there. It says the names of the different Begodim that he dressed them up with. So we'll see soon. The Gemara here is referring to a specific Shaila about the Seder Begodim that we'll see soon where it's coming from. There's a stira in the Psukim between Parshas Tetzav and Parshas Tzav, about the exact order of the Levishas Begodim, and that's the discussion here, which one is right, which one is describing the chronological order. Yeah, it's not the same if you look in Parshas Tetzav and Parshas Tzav, so we'll see soon what are the specifics about it. But this is what it's negate. So before the Gemara is even going into details, the Gemara is right away responding to this Shaila, Keitzad Hilbisham. In fact, the Gemara, Keitzad Hilbisham, May Dehava Hava. Dehainu, May Nafkemino, how Moshe Rabbeinu dressed up Aaron HaKohen thousands of years ago. May Nafkemino. It's history, May Dehava Hava. It's not Negel Amai, it's not Negel Halacha. You see a big yesod here in the Gemara. This is a big yesod in hashkafa of the Ashkofa of Torah, about Torah and Talmud Torah. So you have many times, you have Parshis, you have Inyanim, that are there, Midrashim, Gemara, so, you know, that are discussing different things, you know, Adam Rishon, you know, this happened by Adam Rishon, that happened by him, you know, Yaakov Avinu, all kinds of things. So, yeah, and you have sometimes Machlokes and Chazal, and, you know, different Sugis, Agaditis. So, sometimes people used to think about it as a Machlokes about what was the history. Machlokes, what happened? What happened exactly with Yankiv and Lavan? What happened exactly with Paroi? Well, what was the story there with Adam Rishon? Yeah, different. Now, if that would be true, yeah, so there's a lot of sugis like that in Torah that we're discussing what happened. So what kind of kashas is my dehave have? What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu, an Aaron HaKohen, Shivas Yimei Miluim, the first time we came Kohanim, so we want to know what was the Seder Levishus Begadim? If you could have discussions about Lavan and Bilam, so why isn't it important to discuss Moshe Aaron? Bilam is also history, my dehave have. So you see in this Gemara that we have the wrong understanding of what Chazal are usually doing. When Chazal are discussing different things about historical figures or historical events that are mentioned in the Torah, yeah, they have a shaila about Adam Rishon or about Paroi, they're not discussing what happened. That's not their concern. What exactly happened kach v'kach thousands of years ago by this guy or even by this yid? That's not what Chazal are busy with. Chazal are not historians, and the Torah is not a history book. It's not our business to discuss what exactly happened with Adam Rishon when he did the chait. Did he do this? Did he do that? How was he punished? How did he fast? It's not negiah. May dehave havo. It's history. Leave it for the historians. It could be a very interesting historical question to discuss. The historians could spend years on it. We're not saying that it's not important, but it's not Torah. We're learning Torah here, not history. So there's no makim in Masechet Yuma to discuss what did exactly Moshe Rabbeinu do with Aaron HaKohen and Shivas Yimei Miluim, because it's not Torah. It's history. Ma'ida Hava Hava. So what shots we have those sugyas, yeah? So what is the discussion? The Teretz is, the discussion is never about it's negate what happened, but that's not where it's coming from. We're not coming to discuss what happened with this person or with that person, with this event or that. We're discussing pshat in psukim, pshat in parshias. We want to understand the parsha. So and all these things are negeya, yeah. It's either because there's an afkimina ledina that comes out of it, ledoiris, or there's an afkimina, there's some kind of a message in it, yeah. Or there's a ashkofa musar, or sometimes we have to work out the psukim of the pasha, like we'll see soon how it's negeya here. But otherwise, if there's no toyu an afkimina for understanding how to be miyashiv the psukim, or for learning a din out of it, it's just pure discussion about what exactly happened between Ploini and Almoini that I mentioned in the Torah. That's not minyan to discuss it. That the Chazal are not worried about these things, and the Machavek, even if you bring up such a shaila, might have a even about Moshe ve'Aaron, but she was in Mamelun. This is a gemara to remember. This might have a this is the it gives you a different understanding of what Chazal always are doing and what they're not. Now, we already mentioned that this is something that the Chura could be a ha'ara on the Gemara here. The Gemara is saying, "May de'ava hava." Yeah, zok to Rashi. May de'ava hava, zok to Rashi. Umat tzorich lonu lish oil, zok to Rashi. Yeah. What do you have to ask? Ketan ilbisham. Ma'af kimino. Who cares? Mat tzorich lonu lish oil. It's not toivo. You don't have to ask it. That's a klashi. Matzah ichlonu nishol. What kind of shaila is this? He's asking what Moshe did to Aaron. It's a history. The Hainu, what the Gemara is saying here, yeah, and it's now going back to the sugya, is that there is no nafkemina ledina in what happened between them and in the Seder of the Levisha. What's pshat? There's no nafkemina ledina because this was a one-time thing. It was a mitzvah l'shah. They built the Mishkan and they made the Kohanim, so they had this process. So it's not Megillah Doiris. If it would be something that is a mitzvah Doiris, so Adirabas, you have to know exactly how it happened for knowing how to do it. Megillah Maisa, Megillah Halacha for us. But vice versa, it's not Megillah Doiris. It was only a one-time thing. So stam to know the history. We're not learning history now. Now the shaila is that so? Taka, the Gemara is coming here with a hanacha. Yeah, the Gemara is assuming that it's not Megillah Doiris. It was only a one-time thing. Is that so? So we already mentioned there's a Gemara Menachis. The Ramban talks about it in Sefer Mitzvahs and in his Pirush and Chumash at the end of Pashas Nasoi. There's a Rambam about it also, that the Shivas Yimei Miluim was not a one time thing. Shivas Yimei Miluim, the whole Pasha we have in Pashas that is repeated twice in Tetzav and Tzav, is something that is Negeya every time you build a new Beis HaMikdash. Then they were building the Mishkan, but later on in history, when they build the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Rishon, the Beis Sheni. So you have again the Shivas Yimei Miluim, with all the dinim. There's Kobanes, there's a whole process for the Shivas Yimei Miluim. There's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether you should count it as a mitzvah. Yeah, the Rambam Ad Kedikach says that you should not. The Ramban. Ad Kedikach says that there's even a tzad that it should be one of the Tayag mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Miluim, the whole Pasha of Miluim. Well, because the Rambam says, the thing is, the Rambam has a klal that you don't count as part of the Tayag mitzvah, a mitzvah that is not Negeilah Doiris. If you had a mitzvah about the mon, for example, yeah? How to treat the mon. So there's different mitzvahs, right? Like Sisirin Menuat Boiker, right? These are. So Shabbos, right? Different dinim of the month, but these are not l'doyvus. It was a one-time thing. So that the Ram says you don't count as a mitzvah. A mitzvah is only something that is l'doyvus. So the Ram says the same thing. The miluim also you don't count it. You don't count it as a mitzvah. So the Ramban is matmi on the Rambam. We have rice from Gemara that it's not true. And then the Rambam himself in a different place, Taka mentions in the Yad that it is a mitzvah l'doyvus. It is a din l'doyvus. So the Rambam needs a hesper, yeah. So the Rambam Yisicha, yeah, there's a machlekes. So the Maaseh the Nisa Kerim there say that Avada the Rambam agrees that it's Negeilah Doiris. Just the Rambam holds that it's not a mitzvah. It's not considered a mitzvah in the Tayang mitzvahs because all the details that were there by the Mishkan of the different kinds of korbanis. So even though you need the Shivas Yimei Miluim when you build the Beis HaMikdash again and the Beis Rishon, Beis Sheni, and they did it, but it wasn't always in the same exact way of Korbanis and Avodis. In other words, the mitzvah is a general thing to have the Shivas Yimei Miluim with certain Korbanis, with certain Maisim, but it doesn't have to be always in this way. Dafka in this Eifel. But anyway, Lemaisa, the Etzem Shivas Yimei Miluim is a vada something that is Negeilah Doiris. And the Taka did it by Beis Rishon, they had it by Beis Rishon, they had it by Beis Sheni. So the Shaila is, what is our Gemara saying? Mai dehave havo, ve'ein tzviya, matzoich l'olishol zok tvashi, what do you mean? It's Negeilah Maisa, we have to know. You build a Beis HaMikdash, you have to know how to do it. The Shivas Yimei Miluim. It is like, it's not just history, it's Negeilah Dino. You build the Beis Sheni, you build, yeah, what's the, and Lossit Lovely, the Beis Shlishi. So why is it Maida Hava Hava? It's Mamish, it's like just like any other, din that is mentioned in the Torah, that you have to know the Halacha. So what's the pshat in this? So the Maisa, the Ramban, the Ramban already says he's not oimid on this. You know, he's not asking this aura, I think. But he does mention the Ramban in his Hasagis and Sefer HaMidos LaRambam. He says that there was two parts to the Miluim, the Yeshiva Siman Miluim. There was two things going on. Yeah, we mentioned already this Ramban, but he was mentioning again on this Gemara. He says one thing was about the Mishkan. The Mishkan alone, the Mishkan, the Mizbeach, Chanukah's a Mizbeach. And there was different korbanos that they did there for being Mekadesh the Mishkan, Mekadesh the Mizbeach. That part, Dr. Ramban, avadet to mitzvah ledoyos. Because if you then later on build the Beis HaMikdash, so just because you had a miluim for the Mishkan, how does it help you for the Beis HaMikdash? It's a different Beis HaMikdash, yeah? Or after the Churban Bayis Rishon, now you're building a new Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Sheni. Just because you had a miluim for the Bayis Rishon, it doesn't help you for the Bayis Sheni. You need a new miluim. So that's as much as negiah to the chinuch of the Bayis Alein, yeah? So every time you build it again, you build a new one, so you need a new Shiva Simeon miluim. That's Pashat Zoktu Ramban. V'nirim advarim oid she'af ha'mishkon behakomosoi. I'm reading in the Lashon Ramban, Sefer Mitzvos. U'beis ha'mikdash behibonoisoi tzrichim chanuko lo'oilom. Yeah, v'chulei, he says, v'chein osa shloimoi chanuko v'chein anshe ha'knesses ha'gdoilom ba'isheini v'af limoisa moshiach. U'kmoi she'omru, the Gemara Menachos, miluim hikrivu b'mei Ezra k'derech she'ikrivu b'mei Moshe. The Gemara Menachos says, Ezra, when he built the ba'isheini, there was miluim. Shiva Zimah Miluim, just like they had by Swishon. Maybe different details, but we had Yadis then in general. However, the Ramban says, he's saying it for answering a different problem. There are Gemaris, there are Rais Fakir. There are Rais that there is no Miluim Ledoiris. So for answering there, yeah, there's the Gemara Menachos that says that there is Miluim Ledoiris. On the other hand, there's a Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara Sukkah, Mufush Gemara, that says Yatzu Miluim She'enam Noyagim LaDoyris. So there's a steer between different Gemaras whether Miluim is Noyag LaDoyris or not. So the Ramban says it's talking about Tzvei Bazundir Dinim. Yeah, there's Tzvei Dinim and Miluim. Ramban's making a brisk spout. He's saying Benoigeya the Mishkan Alein or the Beis HaMikdash, when you're building a Bais, Avada, that Din Miluim is Noyag LaDoyris every time you're building a new one. And that's what the Gemara Menachos is talking about. That's what Ezra did. Just Zok to Ramban, there's another din in Miluim that they did for being Mekadesh Aaron Ubanov. Yeah, different korbanos that they did, different things that they did there. Mimelo Zoktu Ramban, yeah, so for answering the steer between the Gemaras that the Ramban is handling, whether the Miluim is Ledoiris or not, Zoktu Ramban, the Gemara Sukkah that says that Miluim is not Naig Ledoiris is talking about a different din of Miluim, the din of Miluim of the Koyanim. I knew that the things that he did in the Miluim in order to give the Koyanim Kedushas Kehuna, that's not Naig Ledoiris, that's not Naig Ledoiris, why not? Zoktu Ramban, אבל הנירה אלי, כי המילואים שהקריבו על הכהנים, למליס יודם לחיין, לא יהיו אלו לשו. That taka was only then. Why? כי באיסה היא, היבדיל ארון וזרוי, להקדישוי קודש קודושים לדוירויס אוילום. Yeah, it's coming from a pasuk of Divrei Hayomim. So he's saying, this was the first time that you ever had kehuna. Yeah, this was the ascholo of kedushas kehuna b'chlal. Once you made them koyanim, so they became koyanim lo'ilo. Aaron v'zaroi. Yeah? You're a koyan today because you're coming from Aaron a koyan. You're coming from Zara Aaron, right? So if there's gonna when the Beis HaMikdash is gonna be built b'meher b'yameinu. So lichura, you won't need to go through a process of miluim for giving you the Kedushas Kehuna, because you already have it. How you have it? Because Aaron Ubanov Ledoivis got the kedushas keuna by the original shiva simei miluim and by shiva. That's what Ramban says. The Mishkan, you can't say it got kedusha ledoyves because there's no Mishkan today. Today you're building a base of Mikdash. It's a different base. A different base needs new miluim. But the koyhanim are the same koyhanim. It's the same family. That the way they were mekadosh them, they were mekadosh lohem, mekadosh Aaron lohem lezari. That it should be chal on the mishpacha ledoyves. So for that, one time is enough. Azei zok the Ramban to be miyashiv the steer between the Gimon Menachas and the Gimon Sukkah, whether miluim is ledoyves or not. Okay. So I'm saying, al pi this Ramban, this Ramban spalt, I think we could answer our over here. What did we ask? The Gemara is saying, "Ma'ida hava havo keitzad dilbisho." What do you mean, "Ma'ida hava havo"? By swishon, by shiny, by shlish. It's Megila Ma'isu. We have to know when you have a shiva simei miluim. We know shiva simei miluim is ledoyves. Every time you build a new base of mikdash, you have to know how to be malbish to koyanim. What's the say? The Levisha. It's Megillah Ma'aseh. It's not just history. What's the Gemara saying? The Teretz is Rabbi Yisai, like the Ramban Shvat. There's Tzveidinim in Miluim. There's Miluim of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan. That taka you have to do over again every time. But there's the Miluim of the Koyanim. For that one time was enough. So in Melo, taka when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis Vishon, he had a Miluim for the Beis HaMikdash, but not for the Koyanim, because the Koyanim were already... We already had the Kedushas Kehuna from beforehand, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Aaron Ubarov. When Ezra HaSoifer built the Bayis Sheni, again there was Miluim, but only for the new Beis HaMikdash, not for the Koyanim. So that's why it's not Negilat Dori. So that's what the Gemara is asking, Ma'ida Hava Hava, because here we're discussing here, say the Levishas Begodim. The Levishas Begodim, obviously, as part of the Shiva Simei Miluim, is not for the Kedusha of the Mishkan. Yeah? The halboshes begodim to the koyhanim during the shiva simei miluim, that every day that Moshe Rabbeinu was malbish them the begodim, was that for being mekadosh the mishkan? What does that have to do with the mishkan? It was for being mekadosh them themselves. Lemal his yadom lechaim was for giving them the kedushas kehuna. So this is among the dinim, yeah, between the different dinim that you have in the parsha of miluim. This din is obviously about the koyhanim, not about the mishkan. Mimelo, it's takanat negilat doyves. My dehava avo, because the koyanim already got the kedusha forever. Yeah, so lefi the Ramban, it's veikishmak. How gimol pshat? How gimol? Huh? The korbanos miluim. Yes, you have to know which korban exactly is for the koyanim, which is for the mishkan. Maybe there's korbanos that are for both, but the levishas begodim is avad. They're not for the mishkan. It's for the koyanim. It's for giving them the kedusha. That you don't need to do to repeat every time again. So that's what the Gemara is asking. My dad, yeah, I say. So this is the pshat. Okay. Now, Zog the Gemara, Elo, yes, what is it to get to discuss Ketzed Malbishom? Yeah, so why are we asking this? May de hava hava zog de gimava elo keitzad malbishom loosid lovoi. What is loosid lovoi? When Beis Shlishi is going to be built, right? Well, what's going on? We just said that it's not negel adoyus, right? We just said that you won't have to do it again, right? So what is the Gemara asking? What is the Gemara saying? Lasid lovoi. In other words, the Gemara is saying, "What are you telling me? My dehava hava. It's negel ma'isa to know what to do when lasid lovoi. Yeah, we'll have to do it again. So we have to know how to do it. So it is negel ma'isa, right? So what happened here? So what is this? So it is negel or not? And what is the Gemara answering about it? The Gemara is arguing with this also. Talking to Gemara, la'asid love, einami lichshiyavai u'arin u'ban over ma'ishimaim. It's true that there's going to be an afkimina ledina legabi la'asid love, but what do you have to have a sugi about it? When it's going to be in a gala ma'isi, you're going to have ma'isha v'arin u'ban over there. So they're going to know what to do. What do we have to try to figure out what they did, what Moshe Aaron did in the history for knowing what they're going to do lasid lava? It's the same people who are going to be there, so they're going to know what to do. Yeah. It's interesting. The Ramban Sefer Mitzvahs, he's bringing down our Gemara and he's touching it up. What's shot? So Zok Ramban, Venisha Alohem. We're going to ask them. They're going to be. We're going to ask them. Venisha Alohem. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know why the Ramban has to come on to. We'll ask them. Who you could say even better? It's the same people that did it then, so they know what to do. They're going to do it. You're going to have Moshe V'Aaron Alein. It's not just the Gemara saying, you know, you're going to have Eliyahu Hanavi. You're going to have who to ask. It's the same. Moshe V'Aaron already did it once. It's not their first time. They know what to do. So what do you have to know what to do? It's going to be them. So they already know. It's not you have to. You're going to be able to ask them. They're going to do it themselves. But anyway, yeah, the Ritva says, like she avayu Aaron ubanav u'Moshe u'Moim piur zokter kushi azu ke'ein ma'ide barchinon be'alma hilchos u'lemeshicha. Have something that is only in a gel. Ma'isa Moshiach la'alochos. Like Moses, hilchos u'lemeshicha. The ayin is zokter. Pshat is when Moshiach comes, he's going to take care of it. Don't worry about it. We don't have to now to try to figure it. But upon him. So again, so what's going on here, Rabbi Yisrael? So we just established that it's not Negila Davis. The Gemara is now saying it is. So Lemaisa, it's interesting, you could see that even when the Gemara is already saying that it's Negila Asid Lavoi, the Gemara is not saying that this is a din that is Negila Davis for Bais Rishon, for Bais Sheni. That the Gemara is not saying. Yeah, the Gemara is only saying it's Negela Osid Lavoi for the Bais Shlishi. Yeah, what about Bais Manafshach? If it's Negela for Bais Shlishi, so it's also Negela for Bais Sheni, right? That the Gemara is not saying. So you could say, okay, because this discussion was after Bais Sheni also, so that's also my Dehava Hava. No, Efshar. But Lemaisa, you see, the Pashtus is, you see in the Gemara here, the Gemara is not saying that it's Negela Dairis every time you build a Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara is not saying that. Like what we said, B'Shein the Ramban, about the Miluim in general, the Miluim of the Mishkan, Miluim Beis HaMikdash, Ramban says every day, bring from the Gemara in Menachos. Masha also Moshe B'Miluim, also Ezra B'Miluim. Yeah, every time you build a Beis HaMikdash, you have to do Miluim. Talk to Ramban, that's only been a Negela, the Beis HaMikdash, not the Kohanim, right? No, so that we don't see that changed in the Gemara. The Gemara is not saying that it's Negev every time you build a Bais, a Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara is only saying La'asid Lava. Why would La'asid Lava be different, Taka? So the Ramban is Oymed in this Gemara. Mamish Mother, we have a Ramban on Pshat in our Gemara. The Ramban's there in Sefer Mitzvahs. He brings down our Gemara. On this part of the Gemara of the La'asid Lava, Zokter, maybe the Kazakh. We mentioned this Ramban, remember, but it's recently. Zok to Ramban. Amoram zichoinum livocha berishoin shel yuma. Perek vishon shel yuma. Keitzad hilbishom le'aroin lebonov bimei hamiluim. That was the Gemara's Shiloh. Zok to Ramban v'tomu. Yeah, the Gemara's being matmi on it. Keitzad hilbishom, may de have a havo. Elo, Ketzad Malbisham La'asid Lavoi. Yeah? La'oilam Haba, Zokhtu Ramban. So the Gemara is asking about this. La'oilam Haba Nami, sorry. Hachanami, Shiavayu Aaron Abon of Moshe Rabbeinu Limon. Klaim Anish Allah. We'll be able to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, Ramban is going through our Gemara. So the Ramban is going to explain. What's going on here? What's the story here with this La'asid Lavoi that we're going to need it? Zok to Ramban, Hinei Soivrim, ki l'schias ha-meisim yikachu arin ubonov atzmon b'miluim. So the Ramban is be'etzem being, seems like this is what's bothering him. The Ramban said a yesoid that be'etzem the part that's going to get to the Kohanim to be mekadosh the Kohanim is taken out the doyvis. He didn't do it, he needed to do it again by Bais Mishma Hashem. It was enough one time, the doyvis. So why is the Gemara saying that lazid love you do it again? Seems like this is goofy what the Ramban is bothered with. So the Ramban answers, you know what the Gemara means that lazid love you're going to need it? So to Ramban, it's dafko lasid lavoi. You know why? Because of tchias amesim. When they built the Bais Rishon, Aaron HaKohen didn't come back. There was no tchias amesim, right? They had the koyanim of that generation. Bais Sheni, they had the koyanim of that generation. So those koyanim were descendants of Aaron Ubonov. So they didn't need a new miluim for themselves because they already had the kedushas kehuna b'Yerusha, right? However, Zokter Ramban, La'osid lavoi, what our Gemara is talking about, that's different. You know why? Because la'osid lavoi is going to be tchias amesim, like the Gemara says here. With Aaron and Moshe themselves are going to be there. Yeah, there's a shayla tchias amesim is going to be before binyan beis hamikdash, after binyan beis hamikdash. Here you see in the Gemara chotch. For some people, the tchias amesim is going to be before the binyan beis hamikdash. Yeah, maybe the tzaddikim. There's a ritva that says that there's different people are gonna get up in different stages. The tzaddikim earlier, the kids. But Kopanim, the Gemara here is talking about Tchias HaMesim of Koyhanim. Zokti Ramban, Hine Soivrim, Kili Tchias HaMesim Mikachu Aaron Ubon of Atzman B'miluim. You know why, Rabbi Yisrael? You know, remember we spoke about it recently. Remember? Why do you need, even though by Bais Rishon you didn't need Miluim for the Koyhanim, by Sheni not, because they already have the Kedushas Kehuna B'Yerusha. But by Bais Shlishi, yes. Why? Because of Tchias HaMesim. What does Tchias HaMesim change? So what if it's Tchias HaMesim? Adirab, it's even better. And Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni, he only had descendants of Aaron HaKohen. And Bais Rishon, he can have Aaron HaKohen himself. No, so he Avada has the Kedushas Kehuna, Kal V'Chaymer. So punk, then you're going to need to redo it. What's the pshat? It's a Pera D'Gezach. Huh? What's the pshat of Mordechai? What's the Tchias HaMesim? When you have Aaron alone, so then you already need to do it again. Zokti Ramban, לפי שכבר בטלו משיחוסו ממנו ומזרוי בשעס המיסו. It's true that the משיחו of the Aaron Ubonov was Lidoyris. But the משיחו Lidoyris means that from now on, whoever's born of, they have the משיחו for their whole life, and whoever's born from them also has, they have the Kedushas Kehuna for their whole life, and whoever's born from them also has all their descendants are going to have automatically the Kedushas Kehuna Mimelo. However, Zokti Ramban, once a Kohen dies, so it's Ois Kedushas Kehuna. Every Kohen, not just Aaron HaKohen. Lefi shekvar batlo meshichoson mimenu mizari bishas hamiso. Ve'ihiyu anoshim mechudoshim. It's new people by Tchias HaMesim. Ve'itztorchu leiskadesh kovishoino. Tchias HaMesim, now you have Aaron is back. What do you mean he's back? When he died, so the Kedushas Kehuna went away. So now he has to get it again through a new miluim. If someone is born to a Kohen, so he gets it automatically. But Aaron a Kohen is going to be it's Tchias HaMesim. It's a new person. Anashim Chudashim. You see the Hashkafa here, the Ramban, about Tchias HaMesim. It's considered like a new person. So the new person, he said, there was no Kedushas Kehuna. You have to do it again. You have to do it again. Could be he means even that, you know, specifically Aaron Ubonov, that they had the original Meshicha for the Kedushas Kehuna. So when they died, so right, you can't say that. You see, even after they died, they're still Kohanim, right? Other people, yeah, the descendants are Kohanim. So when they died, the Kedushas Kehuna didn't go, the Kedushas Kehuna, the Musik of Kedushas Kehuna didn't go away. Their Meshicha wasn't Isbatel. But the own Kedushas Kehuna goes away when they die. So the Tchias HaMesim, you have to do it again. Mimelo Zokti Ramban, that's the Pshat Nao Gimo, you know, Pshat Lasid Lavoi, it's Nagel Lasid Lavoi, the Gimo is saying, because Lasid Lavoi, you're going to have Aaron Ubonov, Tchias HaMesim. So now you have to make them Kohanim again. So for that, you need a new Miluim. Even for the Kohanim, Shiboy. even legabi the giving them the kedushas kehuna. Maybe the kichidish. So the fees it's very geshmak, the way we said before. In a chinami, the Gemara first asked my dehava hava because be'etzim it's not negila doyus because we're talking here about the din of kedushas kehuna, the miluim that is negia to the kohanim, not to the mishkan, and that's not negila doyus. That's done once and for all. Yeah, it's done la'olam. So they, you know, so they didn't do it again by Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. It wasn't necessary. The kohanim were already kohanim, established kohanim imelo. However, for the Bais Shlishi, it is noigeya because Bais Shlishi, you're going to have a tchias amesim of kohanim that are waking up. So those kohanim, yeah, and even Aaron HaKohen himself, Aaron Ubanov, for them, you need to make give them the kedushas kehuna again because once they died, it was ois kedushas kehuna. So then it's anoshim yichudoshim. So that's why you need it again. So that's the fizet vei geshmak. The Gemara is takel bedafka only saying the nafkamina legabi losid love. The Gemara is not saying it's negia for every time you build a beis hamikdash by svishin by sheni. No, by svishin by sheni it was takel not negia. You didn't need it then. Only for by shlishi because of the tchias amesi. So it's bedafka the Gemara saying losid love. So it's bad from takel not a din that is negia ledoyus. That's what the Gemara first asked my dava. The Gemara is saying yeah, but for losid love, in other words, there's going to be one more time that it is going to be negia. It was the original time by Moshe Rabbeinu Shiva Siman Miluim by the Mishkan, and one more time by Tchias Amesim, you're going to need it again. About that, the Gemara asks, okay, yeah, but then Mimalav Shach, you can have Aaron Umoish, Aaron Ubanov, so they're going to already know what to do. So what do you have to discuss it now? If it would be Negev every time you build a new Beis Hamikdash, so Efshe. But if it's only Negev for the Tchias Amesim, okay, when they have the Tchias Amesim, so it's the same people, so they're going to know what to do. Or Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be there, you're going to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the back and forth here. Okay. Zog the Gemara. Okay. The Staka, you see, if you look in the Rashash here, Zog the Rashash. What's this? It's an interesting Rashash in this Gemara. I'm going to get what we're talking about. Dr. Rashash, when the Gemara says, Elokeitzad Malbisham Lossid Lavoi, you hear everybody saying? The Gemara is saying, there is enough Kimina for Lossid Lavoi, right? Dr. Rashash, Muchach, yeah, Mikan Raya, the Oz, but Lossid Lavoi, Ien Nitzrach Mechodosh, Lekadesh Ulechanech, is Aaron Ubanov. V'tzarich chiyun b'zeh, zok to Rashash. You see, the Rashash already noticed that the Gemara is saying here something specific b'negeh lo'asid lavoi. Asid lavoi, you're going to have to be mekadesh dem again. And the Rashash is saying, v'tzarich chiyun b'zeh, v'asepis, what's the pshat? Why would you have to do it again? Yeah, you have kedushas kehuna l'dayrish. Yeah, just like you didn't need it by Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. It's unheard of that you had to be mekadesh dekoyanim again. So why lo'asid lavoi, you're going to have to be mekadesh dem again? So yes, the Rashash didn't see the Ramban, this Ramban Sefer Mitzvah. The Ramban is already on it. This Ramban Daka answers the Rashash's Tzorichiyun. The Ramban says, you know why Bais Shlishi is different? Because of the Tchias HaMeisim. The Tchias HaMeisim, when they died, it went away. The Tchias HaMeisim, you need to renew the Tchias Kuna. So that's why you need to renew. Okay. The Shagasayan, the girl just mentions Tam, before we go right to the Shagasayan, the Gvur Sari here, he asks an interesting kasha here, I think he blives to Rechiyun. He asks that there's a. It says that there's a shita that mitzvahs einam noyago is losid lovai. Mitzvahs betelo is losid lovai. There's a Gemara that says that losid lovai. The mamish kipshuta the Gemara said, yeah, you won't have to be mekayim mitzvahs anymore. It's such a shita. So the Gvur Sari asks, according to that, so what's ketzad malbishim losid lavai? You won't need it losid lavai because there won't be mitzvahs. You won't have to do mitzvahs. That's the effect of Gvur Sari. Okay. Zog di Gemara. Elo, yeah. So far we slogged up all the pirushim and what is it negiah to know ketzad ilbishim, yeah. It's only in Nagia the Osid Lava. We said in Osid Lava, we're going to have Moshe Rabbein, Moshe and Aaron, so why do we have to know? So the Gemara, the final teretz, Elo, Ketzadil Bisham, Lemisba Kroyi. You know why it's Nagia this whole Shaila? For knowing how to touch up the Psukim. Because if there's different ways how to touch up the Psukim in the Parshas HaMiluim based on what was the Seder Levisha. So in a chinami, we're not worried about for sure not about the history, and it's not negeh also ledino to know how do you have to do it, how he's supposed to do it, because that's only negeh l'osid lava, and l'osid lava Moshe and Aaron are going to be there. So what is it negeh to? It's negeh for a different thing. When you learn Chumash, you have to know how to understand the Chumash. So sometimes when you have a theoretical discussion about something history, so even something that's mentioned in the Chumash, not always it's going to affect the Pshat in the Chumash. But in this case, as we'll see, it's taka going to make a difference in how to learn Pshat in the Parsha. So that's why we want to find out Ketzad Yiblishem. Not because we want to know what he did thousands of years ago, not because we want to know what they're going to do, Lasid Lavoi, but Pashat, we want to know how to understand the Psukim. That's already a legitimate Torah Shaila. We want to be able to understand Pashas Tetzav. We want to be able to understand Pashas Tetzav. It's Negev, therefore working out the Psukim to know the Seder Levisha. Yeah, in this case, it's Pashat Negev. We'll see it's Negev Pashat for the Pshat. So, now the Gemara is going to talk explain what is it Negev to the Psukim. And now we could go back and understand what was the Shiloh of Ketzat Elbishon Bechlal about the Seder Levisha. Yeah, so far we didn't explain. What's the need in here about the Seder Levisha? There's a very specific need. Zog di Gemara, pligi bo b'nei Rab Chiya v'Rab Yochanan. Yes, the Masolach Baruch Lekis, Rab Chiya and Rab Yochanan about the Ketzad Hilbisham. I think the Gvura Sari asks that Rab Yochanan is the one that holds that Mitzvah B'Telis Lozid Lavoi. Yes, so why is it Negea? So the Gemara could have said that for Rab Yochanan it's not Negea, Lozid Lavoi, because he holds anyway there's no Mitzvah then. That's what the Gemara could have said. Yeah. Anyway, the Gemara says something better, he says, yeah, but anyway, so what is the machloikis? Chad oma arin v'achakach bonov, v'chad oma arin u'bonov bevas achas. Yeah, so the machloikis is, when Moshe Rabbeinu was malbish them, was he malbish them together, or was he malbish them bezechazeh separately? First Aaron and then bonov. Zog the Gemara, oma abaye, b'ksoinis u'mitznefis, when Rashi says, who had din sh'abegodim, except for the avnet, kulei alma loy pligi de arin v'achakach bonov. The bein betzavo, bein be'asiyah, the hainu bein in pashas tzave, which is talking about the tzavo, and bein in pashas tzav, that's talking about the asiyah, aren kodim, open a chumish, yeah, and today again we're going to need the chumish here, and you can see it's mefurish psukim, both in tzav and in tzav, that first he dressed up aren, and then he dressed up bonov. So what's the shaila if it was bevas achas or bezechazeh? It says lahed yendo in both pashas that it was bezechazeh, zokta bayi. However, so what is the machlekes about? Ki pligi be'avneit. The only being chaylik about the avneit, when it comes to the beged of the avneit, was that together or was that separately? Manda oma arin v'chakach bonov dichsiv v'yachgu oisoy be'avneit v'hodaksiv v'yachgu oisom avneit. Dehainu, first he put the avneit on arin and then he put it on blei arin. Umanda, that's psukim. Umanda oma arin u'bonov bevasacha. Umanda oma arin bevasacha dichsiv. So what's going on here? V'chogato oisom, the hemshech pasuk is v'chogato oisom avneit arein ubonov. So what's going on here, Rabbi Yisai? Between these two parshis, tzav and tzav, the two times that we have the parshis miluim in the Torah, so benegeh the avneit specifically, there's a stira between the parshis. There's a stira between the parshis. In Parshas Tetzave, it's mashma that the avnet of Aaron Ubanov, Moshe dressed him up together. The Gemara is going to explain soon how is it shaykh for Moshe Rabbeinu to dress up different people at the same time. How is it possible by Mitzis? That the Gemara is going to talk about later. But Kuponim in the Parshas Miluim in Tetzave, it's mashma that Benegia, the avnet, he dressed him up together. The pasuk says, "V'chogato oisom avneit aroinu bonov." Yeah, so this is in the tziv, we have the miluim, so you see that the avnit has to be together, the avnit banof together. Masha'en kein, in Pashas Vayikra, in Pashas Tzav, by the Asiya, so it says first, Vayachgol oisoi ba'avnit, Aroin, and then it says, Vayachgol oisom avnit, banof, in different psukim. Yeah? Together with the rest of the begodim that he dressed up Aaron, so he also put the avnit on him, and then when he dressed up Banov, so he put the avnit on them. They're avnit. That's the steel. So you'd like to see it in Saitak, huh? You see, in Pashas Tetzave, it's in Perek Chof Tes Pasuk Tes. So it's Kedai Pashut to see the context.
What pasuk?
You see, Perek Chof Tes. Let's start from Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Hey, you have it.
Yeah.
V'lokachtu es abegodim v'hilbashtu es aroin es akut toynes v'esmeil ha'efoid v'so'efoid v'sachoishen. You see the big dekoyin godl v'afatol ibicheshev ha'efoid v'santa mitznefes alvoishen sat esnezer akodesh the tzitz. All the big dekoyin godl. Where's the avnit? You see, the avnit is left out. You notice, Rabbi Yisai? Among the big king God that I mentioned here that he dressed him up with, there's no avnit.
But you're saying that
we already mentioned last time the Michnasayim also missing, right? So that we spoke about last time than the previous sugya. Yeah, so Ban says the Michnasayim they got dressed themselves. It's tznius. But where's the avnit? The avnit is missing. You have everything else. Where's the avnit?
You're saying the next.
No, this is over. I'm saying the levishas big the king godl is over. Now it starts with Bonav Takriv Ilbashtum Kutonis. Yeah, you have first he dressed up Aaron and then he dressed up Bnei Aaron. When he's dressing up Aaron, it's leaving out the avnit. Right. Then pasuk ches it says v'zbon of takviv yilbashtum kutonis. Now he's starting to dress up the bnei Aaron, the big dekoyin edyoid. And now it says v'chagato oisom avnet Aaron ubonov. And it goes on to say v'chavashto limikbois. The Ainu, it's going back to bnei Aaron. Yeah, by Aaron it already said mitznefes. Yeah, his hat was already mentioned by his begodim. So in the middle of the Levisha's big day crane headed of Bnei Aaron, it's throwing in again Aaron himself, Legabi the Avnet. There's Bon of Takiv Yilbashnu Kutono, is Chagati some Avnet, Chagashtu Mikboy, see all the different big day crane headed. You have four begodim, all of them are mentioned here except for the Michnasayim. And in the middle you have the Avnet, but when it comes to the Avnet now, we're throwing in Aaron also, the Chagati Oysom Avnet, Aaron Ubonov. What happened here? So it's Mashma Hilahedya that what happened was first he dressed up Aaron with all the begodim, with all his begodim, except for the avnet, and then he dressed up Bnei Aaron with the big day kohen head yoit. And when he got to the avnet of the big of Bnei Aaron, so then he also dressed up Aaron with his avnet. The avnet was together bevas achas, wasn't bezechas, it wasn't first Aaron that he didn't do together. The avnet of Aaron was together with the avnet of Bonav, it wasn't separate. Right, that's the mashmois here. So that's the way it appears in Pashas Tzav. Luma Zois in Pashas Tzav by the Asiya. So that's in Vayikra Perik Ches Pasuk Zayin starts. You have it in Vayikra.
Yeah.
Vayiten all of a sudden. Yeah. So Pasuk Vav. Vayakvev Moshe Tzav Vizbona Vayichatayisum Bamoim. Vayiten olov is hakutoynis. So that's talking about Aaron. Olov. Yeah, loshen yachid. Vayachgu oisoi ba'avneit. You see, the avneit is mentioned here, together with all the big dikim godlu. Vayalbish oisoi sameil. Vayiten olov is ha'efoid. Vayachgu oisoi b'chev shidu ha'efoid. Yisum z'choshen. Uim v'tumim. Kids are the all big dikim godlu. And among them, you have the avneit. When he's dressing up Aaron HaKohen, he's also dressing up with the avneit. And only afterwards, when he finishes to dress up Aaron HaKohen with the big dikim godlu, then it says, in Pasuk Yud Gimel only, it starts talking about Bnei Aaron. Vayakriv Moshe's Bnei Aaron. Vayalbishem. You see Yud Gimel. Vayalbishem. Kutonois. Vayachgoi. Some Avnate. Doesn't mention Aaron. Aaron, we already took care of him. Vayachvish lehim ikbois. Kashat Tziva Hashem es Moshe. It's Mamshastiva. Here it sounds like first he dressed up Aaron with all the begodim, including the avnet, and then he went over to Bnei Aaron. Yeah, he brought Bnei Aaron and he dressed them up with all the begodim, including the avnet. That's the way you see it in Dasi and Pashas Tzav. Mashen Ken Pashas Tzav. It looks like first he dressed up Aaron a kohen, but he left out the avnet. The avnet he didn't put on him yet. And then, only when he was dressing up Bnei Aaron with their begodim, so when he got to the avnet, so he also dressed up Aaron with his avnet. So the avnet was bevasacha. So that's the seal between the parshas. Klara boisei. That's the kasha this gemara is dealing with. Mimelo, we already have two options here. Either it was so that's what the shayla has only been again the avnet. The rest of the begodim you see klara in the psukim, that first he dressed up Aaron, and then he dressed up Bnei Aaron. So that we have no shayla about. That's what Abaye said. Yeah, Abaye said, "Bixainis umitznefes kulei almoloi pligi." Yeah, so that's Bixainis umitznefes. Dr. Rashi is lav dafko. The reason why it's mentioning Bixainis umitznefes out of all the begodim, Rashi says, because it's shoving begodim lebehedyot. Yeah, the big dikun gol, you have more begodim, but in the big dikun in hedyot, there's only four, right? Above begodim, so there's the Bixainis, there's the mikbas, which is parallel to the mitznefes, the hat they wear. And there's the avnet that we're talking about here in the sugya. So the only thing that is left out here is the michnasayim. So Rashi Tak asks, so how come the michnasayim we're not mentioning here? So Rashi says, michnasayim lehutzvach loimar sharein koidmim lakoid. Yeah, so there's right about it here. What exactly it means? The Rashash is trying to understand Rashi. Kilo, Rashi. It sounds like by Rashi or the michnasayim, it's obvious that he put on already in the beginning. Okay, so the shayla is why does it mean that it, one way or the other it was in the beginning, but maybe bevasachas, maybe bezechas. Okay, places have a different tarets why the michnasayim are not mentioned here. Places are saying because the michnasayim are not mentioned in the parsha. In the psukim we just read, the michnasayim were left out. That's like we spoke about it last time. The Ramban says because the michnasayim they wore themselves, so that's not part of the seder that Moshe Rabbeinu dressed them up. So that's why the michnasayim are not mentioned. But anyway, basically what Abaye is saying. But again, the rest of the Bigdei Kehuna, we have no Shailo. It's Mefush Psukim how it happened. First he dressed up Aaron, and then he dressed up Bonov. That's Pashit. The only Shailo is Benegir the Avnet. Benegir the Avnet, we have a Mechlekes, Rabbi Chiyon, Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Omar, Aaron v'chakach Bonov, v'chad Omar, Aaron v'bonov, b'vasachas. Where they're coming from? They're coming from these two Pashis. The Shailo is, which Pasha to prefer? Which Pasha is Dafko, and which Pasha is Lav Dafko? So man the Oma Aaron v'chakach Bonov d'chsiva yachgal oisoi ba'avnet v'adar k'siva yachgal oisoi ma'avnet. It says separately, first he dressed up Aaron with Avnet and then Bonov, just like the rest of the begodim, like the way it's mentioned in Vayikra and Pashas Tzav. Uman the Oma Aaron Bonov b'vasachas, his raya, he's coming from the pasuk in Pashas Tzav d'chsiv v'chagat oisom v'chagat oisom Avnet Aaron Bonov. Parshas Tetzav, you see that it was together. So yeah, each sheet is going with a different parsha, with a different pasuk. So now, each sheet we're going to have to know, so how do they answer the pasuk in the other parsha? Yeah? Each one of them chose which parsha is bedavko teaching you the Seder HaLevisha. Yeah? It can be both, it's either or, right? So yeah, either you go with Tetzav, and then it was Bevasachas, or you're going with Pashas Tzav, and then it was Bezechel Zed Avnet, right? So what do you do with the other pasuk? Yeah, each one of them. Now each shita, what did he do with the other parsha? You still have to be Miyashiv the Stira. Zog the Gemara, and that's what's Negeh Hila Misba Pukroi. That's what the Gemara meant. Pasha, we're going to have to know how to touch up the Psukim, since they have a Stira here between the Pashas, Benegeh the Avnet, the Seder Levisha of the Avnet. So why is it not get to discuss it? Because if you say that b'vasachas, you're going to have to say pshat in the pasuk that is mashu b'zecher zeh, yeah, and the other way around. So it's going to be negiah. How to touch up the pesukim? Zog di gimara. So what's talk of the pshat? Zog di gimara. Uleman do ama arin ubono b'vasachas hoksiva yachgo oisu ba'avneit v'hod hoksiva yachgo oisu ma'avneit. So what does Itaka do with the pesukim in tzav that is mashma that it was b'zecher zeh? Zog the Gemara. Omudalef, who's studying Vav Omudalef, Omer Loch, Ahu, Avneito Shel Kohen Gadol, Loi Zehu Avneito Shel Kohen Hedyot. So what is he saying here? What is he saying? He's saying the pshat is like this. La'oilam benegeda seidu halevisho. It was tako bevasachas. Whatever that means. When it says that, when it's mashma that it's separate, when the Torah is saying it separately in the Pasha, in Pasha's Tzav, there he's saying the Torah is coming to teach you a different din, not benegeya the Seyde Levisha. The Torah is coming to teach you that the avnate of the Kohen Gadol and the avnate of the Kohen Hedyot is not the same kind of avnate, it's a different kind. What's the different kind? Zokt Rashi, by Avnate Shul Kohen Gadol, we have a pasuk that says that it was kilaim, it was shatnez. Yeah, the avnet of the Kohen Gadol was made out of sheish moshzo in the one hand and tcheles in the other hand. Tcheles is where they dyed with tcheles, so they used tzemer, they dyed the wool. Mashenkin the sheish is kitno, yeah, kitno, cotton. Linen. So that's pishton. Pishton and tzemer together is shatnez. So we take know that also some of the other big dikihuno, big dikun god was shatnez, and there was a heter for him to wear the shatnez, right?
Right.
But it says it also about the avnate. Avnate is one of the bigodim that both the kohen gadol and the kohen hedyot wear, right? Some of the big dikun god are unique to the kohen gadol, but avnate they both have. Now about the avnit of the Kohen Gadol, it says that it was shatnez mefush in the Torah. The shaila is, what about the avnit of the Kohen Hedyot? That we don't know. It doesn't say about the avnit of the Kohen Hedyot whether it was also shatnez, like the avnit of the Kohen Gadol, or not. This only had the tzemer. Didn't have both ingredients. It wasn't shatnez. And this is an afkemino ledino for two things. This is already mamish an afkemino ledino. Why is it an afkemino ledino? First of all, you have to know how to make the avnik for the Kohen Hedyot. Yeah? If it has to be shatnez, so the adirah, but it's only kosher when it's shatnez. If not, not. And another afkemino. If the avnate of the Kohen Hedyot is not supposed to be shatnez, so if it's going to be shatnez, he's not going to be allowed to wear it because it's going to be it's a shatnez. Yeah? Besides the Yilchus Big Dikuhuna Sheboy, also, it's the Hilchos Shatnez we have to know. Because if it's the Avnit of Kohen Gadol that is supposed to be Shatnez, so there's no way. So Shatnez, obviously, when he wears it. But the Kohen Hedyot, if it's not supposed to be Shatnez, his Avnit, so he's not allowed to wear Avnit of Shatnez because it's going to be Issa Shatnez, potentially be even the love of Shatnez. Yeah? Besides that, it's not going to be good for the Big Dikihuna. So in Melo, the Torah is telling you, so that's why this is, yeah, so this is already Shalom Amish Negele Maisa. So by the fact that the Torah is telling you in this parsha, Parsha Tzav, separately, the Torah is mentioning separately the avnit of Aaron and the avnit of Banov, the avnit of the Kohen Gadol, the avnit of the Kohen Hedyot, is not, the Torah doesn't mean by that that Moshe Rabbeinu dressed him up separately with the avnit, because that we already know from Parsha Tzav that mitzad the Seder Levisha Shabbat was bevasachas the avnit, Aaron and Banov. So you know why the Torah in Parsha Tzav is saying it separately? The Torah there is coming to teach you something else. That you should know that it's not the same kind of avnate. And that's why we're splitting it. We're mentioning it separately because it's a different avnate. It's a different kind of avnate. Taka Moshe Rabbeinu dressed him up with it together at the same time, but the Torah is mentioning it separately in that Parsha for teaching us that it's under avnate. The avnate of the Kohen Hedyot is not shatnez, differently than the avnate of the Kohen Gadol. Avnate Shul Kohen Gadol loyzo avnate Shul Kohen Hedyot. The avnate of the Kohen Gadol that we know that it's shatnez, it's not the same kind of the Kohen Hedyot's avnate. Kohen Hedyot's avnate is not shatnez. That's what the Torah is going to say. So that's the drasha that we're darshaning from the fact that Torah is mentioning the avnate separately. So you see what's going on here, Rabbi Yisrael. So we have a steer between the psukim. In the Seidu Levisha, whether the Avnit is bevazachas bezachar zeh, so this mandoma says mitzad the Seidu Levisha, I'm going with Pashas Tetzave that it was taka bevazachas. I in Pashas Tetzave says it bezachar zeh. That's because there the Torah just wants to teach us that it's two different kinds of Avnit, so that's why it's mentioned in separate psukim. Now, not because he dressed him up separately, he dressed him up together with the Avnet, like we see in Parshas Tetzav, it just was different Avnets. So for showing you that, the Torah is separating them in Parshas Tetzav. We should know it's a different, it's an under sort Avnet. Okay? So that's how he's working out the Stira. In fact, the Gemara, Leman Doma Aaron V'Achakach Bonov, yeah, the other man Doma Adirah, but in terms of the Seyd Levisho, he favors Parshas Tetzav, the Asiya. He says, we go with the Psukim there, with Smashma that it's Bazeh Chazeh. Aye, what does he do with the pasuk in Parshas Tetzav? In the Asiya Parshas Tetzav, Voksiv Chagat Oisum Avnet Aaron Ubonov. In Parshas Tetzav, you see that it was Bevas Achas. So what is how? Now he has to answer that. Zog the Gemara, Omer Loch, Hahu Kamash Balon Avnet Ishul Kain Gadol Zehu Avnet Ishul Kain Edyot. Punk Vakert. Yeah, the same thing, the same kind of Nafkimino of the other Mandoma. So he says Vakert. Mitzad the Seder Levishet was Bezecher. Zeh Ay Hakon Parshas Tetzav. It sounds like it's Bevas Achas. Because the Torah wants to tell you there that it's the same kind of Avnet, just like the Avnet of Kohen Gadol is Shatnes, also the Avnet of Kohen Hedit is Shatnes. Yeah? So, Kum Toys Rabbi Yisrael, Lekula Alma, in this theory between the two Parshas, in one Parshas we're talking about the Seder HaLevisha of the Avnet, and the other Parshas we're talking about whether it's the same Avnet or not. The Avnet of the Heftza of the Avnet of Aaron Ubonov, is it the same or not? Right? So, Leman the Oma, that it's Bezecher Zeh, the Seder HaLevisha of the Avnet. So he says, and when it comes to the Heftza of the Avnet, it's the same kind of Avnet, because he has to touch up the Pasuk when it says Bevas Achas. He holds that it's Seder Levishas Bezecher Zeh. So how come in the other Pasha it says it together, the two Avnets? Zokter, it's to teach you that it's the same kind of Avnet. Mashen Ken, the other man, Doma says Fakert. Mitzad the Seder Levisha, it was Bevas Achas. Like it says in Tetzaveh. How come in the other Pasha it's separating the Avnets? That's talking about the Heftz of the Avnet. That teach you that it's two kinds of Avnets. So the Avnet of Kohen Hedit is not Chatnet, it's not like the Kohen Gadlus. Yeah, so one, in Lekul Alma, one of them is talking about the Seyd Levisha, and the other one is talking about the Heftz of the Avnet of Kohen Hedit, whether it's like the Kohen Gadlus or that it's Chatnet or not. Okay, so that's Mamish, you see, that's the Pshat. The Gemara said, Lemisba Kroi. Now we understand that this child of the Ketzad Hilbisho, Mispashat Megiah, I don't understand the Psukim. Is it talking about the Seder Levisho of the Avnet, or the Psukim talking about the Heftz of the Avnet? Which Pasha is talking about what? And we even have Mamash and Afkimil Ledina out of this. Is the Avnet Shulkoin Hedit Lemaisa made out of Shatnez or not? That's Lemaisa Kumtois, you have Mamash and Machlekis Ledina between these two Amirayim of the Ketzad Hilbisho. Yeah, they're being Chalik. What was first in the Seder Levisha of Avnet Aaron Ubonov, so that's not Negil Lemais, it's only Negil Osid Lavoi. But there is enough Kimil Ledino for Pashat for knowing the Avnet Alein of the Kohen Hedit. What is it made out of? I mean, Lemais, that enough Kimil Ledino has also only been Negil Osid Lavoi. But Kopani, we have your Machalikis Lemizbak Roy, how to touch up the Psukim. Which Psukim are talking about the Seder Levisha? Yeah, which Psukim are talking about the Heftz of the Avnet? It's klara by son. Yeah, it's a little complicated, but it's really when you get the point, it's not okay. Zog de Gemara. Yes, that the Gemara is now just being mamshich that according to this manda amar that said that it's Aaron v'hakach bonov. So he's saying, so one pasuk is talking about the chefs of the ant, it's the same kind of avnet, and then vayach goroisa avnet vayach goroisa mlomali shma mino Aaron v'hakach bonov. Dainu the other pasuk that it says it bezechaz, it's because it's teaching the Seder Levisha. Yeah, so just the Gemara just completing the cheshbon here. Okay, frag the Gemara ubevas achas mimashkachas lo. What's the pshat in this whole shita that you're telling me? Yeah, this manda amar that with bevas achas Moshe Rabbeinu dressed up Aaron Ubonov with the Avnet. How is it possible, Bichlal, to dress for one person, Moshe Rabbeinu, which is one person, to dress up different people at the same time with a beged? He only has two hands. Yeah? Aaron Ubonov, yeah, there was a few sons there, right? There's Nadav, Aviu, Elozov, Isamo, four sons, and Aaron, five people. How could Moshe Rabbeinu put on a gatl to five people at the same time? Each one of them has his own gatl, right? Has his own, yeah, what's going on? So what's the... Zog di Gemara, loy tzricho de akdim. What does this mean? Zog Rashi, loy bevas achas mamish ko'oma. When we were saying bevas achas, we didn't mean that it was actually at the same time all the avnets. Elo, zechal ze. It was takavada. He didn't dress them up... He had to dress them up separately with the Avnet. So what does Bevas Achas mean? Zogt Rashi, aval beseder echod hoyu. Velo hifsik beged acher bintayim. The hainu, the discussion here is, like we saw in the psukim, in one pasha we see that first he dressed up Aaron with all the begodim including the avnet, and then he dressed up Bnei Aaron with all their begodim including the avnet, right? So the avnet is part of the seidu levisha of each one of them, of the kohen gadol, and then the kohanim midyotim. That's called bazach hazeh. That's Aaron v'hakach banav. If you go with that parsha, that's the seidu levisha. The other man, the Omer, that holds bevasachas, he doesn't deny that Moshe Rabbeinu dressed up each one of them separately with his own avnet, not in one shot, but all the avnets he did in the same set. He didn't first finish dressing up Aaron with all his begodim, including the avnet, and then moved on to Bnei Aaron and did all their begodim, including the avnet. No. He first zogt Rashi, Hilbish le'Aaron kol begodov veloy chogar oisoy avnet. Yeah? He dressed up Aaron with all the begodim except for the avnet. Ve'achar kach, Hilbish ezbonov michnosayim kesoynes umitznefes. Again, he left the avnet out, except for the avnet. Ve'achar kach notal es ha'avnetim ve'chogar es Aaron ve'achar kach es bonov, ha'kach bonov. So that's the pshat b'vasachas, oktvashi. B'vasachas means that he left all the avnets to the end. If he dressed up Aaron first with all the other begodim, and then he dressed up Bnei Aaron with all the other begodim of theirs, of the Kohen Hedyot, so then he took all the avnetim, Sai of Aaron and Sai of Bonov, and he dressed up Aaron and Bonov separately, each one of them separately, but all the avnets in one shot, not as part of the other begodim. The avnet was not the avnet of Aaron. He didn't dress it up with it. He didn't dress him up with it together with the other big kohen gadol. But before he started being malbish the bnei Aaron. But first, he was malbish both of them, which each one of them with his own begodim keseder, first Aaron and then Banav, and the avnetim he left for the end. So that's the pshat b'vasachas. ולמען דאמר אהרן ואחר בנו זוקט רשי כחסבוי האמור בעשיו וייתן אולו וסקסוינס ויחגר אויסוי באבנית וילביש אויסוי סמאיל ואחר כך ויקריב את בני אהרן וילביש עם קוטונויס ויחגר אויסוי באבנית ודברי הכל זוקט רשי לאהרן תחילו קודם שהסחיל לבנו. So לכולה אלמוד was first Aaron and then בנו סי לגבי שעה בגודם סי לגבי the אבנית. It was first Aaron and then בנו. Also when it came to the אבנית, he first dressed up Aaron and then בנו. Just the shaila is, when did he dress up Aaron with his avnet? Was it together with the rest of Big Dikoyin Godl of Aaron? Before he even started being Malbish Bnei Aaron, he already put the avnet on Aaron. That's the mandom of Bezachar Zeh. Just like the other Big Dikoyin Aaron, he dressed him up before he started the Bnei Aaron. Also the avnet was before. That's mandom Bezachar Zeh. Mashenka mandom of Bezachar Zeh is saying no. The avnet, all the rest of the big day Aaron, he dressed him up before he started being malbish bnei Aaron. Masha'enkin, the avnet, he left it all the way to the end. Dehainu, he didn't put on the avnet on Aaron until he was malbish bnei Aaron with the other begodim, and then when he got to the avnet of bnei Aaron, so he went back to Aaron. He dressed him up with the avnet, and then he dressed them up with their avnet. So all the avnets were together, back to back. Bekitzer. L'man da'oma b'vas achas, what it means is, first, sh'ar begodim of Aaron, he dressed up Aaron with sh'ar begodim, except for the avnet, then he dressed up b'nei Aaron, with all their begodim, except for the avnet, and all the way at the end, there was a third stage, that now, he went back to all the avnets, he dressed up Aaron with his avnet, and right away bana with their avnet. So that's called b'vas achas. He gathered all the avnetim together. Now, just mention, it's interesting, you see, in Rashi's Lashon here, and that's the Pashas in the Psukim also, Rashi says, Hilbish le'aroin kol begodov, veloy chogar oisei avnet. Right? Kol begodov, Rashi says. And if you look already, Rashi has this Lashon already in Heimud Beis, the end of Heimud Beis, le'aroin hilbish tchilo kol sha'ar begodov chutz me'avnet. So the Ritva is Medayik and Rashi. This is a Diuk and Rashi of Rishonim. Yeah, the Ritva is Medayik and Rashi. It's Mashma and Rashi that before he started, before he got to the before he started being Malbish Bnei Aaron, and before he went back to put the Avnei on Aaron, so he was already Malbish Aaron with all the big Dekain Godl, not only with the big Dekain Head Yechiboy, but even the big Dekain Godl. The Hain of the Pshat is like this: there's Abba Begodim of Kain Head Yoit, and then there's Shmoinas Begodim of Kain Godl, right? But the Shmoinas Begodim of Kain Godl are not different Begodim. Four of the eight are the same Begodim, the same kind of Begodim of the Kain Head Yoit, yeah? So the Kain Head Yoit and the Kain Godl have in common the same kind of four Begodim. You have the Kisainis, the Michnasayim, the Avnet, and the Mitznefes, and the Mikbas. Yeah, so this is four Begodim that they have in common. In addition to that, the Kohen Gadol has four other Begodim, right? The Chayshin, the Tzitz, the Me'il, the Eifut, that's extra four. So, in Rashi, it's Mashma, Dr. Ritva, that the way it worked, yeah, Leman Da'oma Bevasachas, Leman Da'oma, the Avnet was Bevasachas, so what happened? First, he dressed up Aaron with seven Begodim. All the big Kohen Gadol, except for the Avnet, and then he started dressing up Bnei Aaron with the Abba Begodim of the Kohen Head Yoit, except for the Avnet, and all the Avnet he left for the end. When he got to the Avnet, he went back to Aaron HaKohen, he put the Avnet on him, and then he put the Avnet on Bnei Aaron. Right? That's to say, Lamando Bevasachas, that all the Avnet he left for the end. But before he started being Malbish Bnei Aaron, he already dressed up Aaron with all the Big Dekain Godl, except for the Avnet. Not only with the Big Dekain Head Yoit Sheboi, not only in the four basic begodim he dressed up Aaron before he started Bnei Aaron, but even the other big Dekain Godl except for the Aaron. That's what's Mashman Rashi, because Rashi is saying Hilbish Aaron kol begodov veloy choga isavnit, all the big Dekain Godl also. Dr. Ritva, it's not so poshut what Rashi is saying here. Dr. Ritva, v'nirin midivri Rashi. Deleman dom bevasachas hilbish laavin kol begodov vaafilu big dekain godl chutz min avnet ve'achar kach hilbish lecholachot bigdeim bozeach arzeh chutz min avnet. Zok tivitvo ve'einoy nochoin. It's not true what Rashi is saying here. He's choylek on Rashi. Why? What's his problem with this? Listen to this. The Santa Zach. Ki heyach. This is mamish a big yesod in this ritva. Ki heyach yalbish le'aroin, frek de ritvo. Ki heyach yalbish le'aroin. Sh'ar big de kehuna gedoilo. How could you put an aron, the tzitz, the chayshin, kaidem shahayom milubash mikol arba big de hedyoit? According to Rashi, it comes out that before he put the avnet on aron, he already put on him the chayshin, the tzitz, the me'il, the eifoid. Frek de ritvo, you can't do such a thing. You know why? Because the Avnet is part of the Big Day Kohen Head Yoit. It's part of the basic, yeah? In other words, the Big Day Kohen Godl are made out of four and four. There's four regular Big Day Kehuna that even the Kohen Godl wears. And one of them is the Avnet, right? Michnasayim, Ksoin is Avnet and the hat they wear, the Mitznefes of the Mikbas. In addition to that, there's extra four of the Kohen Godl. Zokti Ritva, you can't dress up the Kohen Godl with a big Dekain Godl Shabbai with the extra four before he has the basic four big Kehuna. According to Rashi, it comes out strange that first he dressed him up with the extra four, with the big Dekain Godl, with the Chayshin, with the Tzitz, before he even had on him the basic big Dekain Head Yoit. How could it be? Hey, Achiyal Bishlar and Sha'a big Kehuna Gdailo, Kaidim Shayo Milubosh, Mikol Arba big Dekain Head Yoit. You can't dress him up with the chayshin before you dress him up with the avnet, because the avnet is part of the basic. It's part of the abba big dekain head yoit. Yeah. So you see, it's interesting. Mechipesa, he's not bringing a raya. He's not bringing a pasuk. It seems like misvava, the ritva held, it's a dava pashit that it's not. It doesn't make sense to dress up the extra four big dekain godl before he has the basics. Yeah, it's not, you can't do that. And this might be also that it has to do, could be, the Shaila is, would the Ritva say this every time the Kohen Gadol gets dressed with the big Kohen Gadol? Also then the Ritva would say there's a din always, the Dairis, that every time a Kohen Gadol gets dressed with the Shmoyna Begodim, so he first has to wear the four basics, and only then the four big extra? That's what the Ritva is saying here, or what you say? This is not clear in the Ritva. Yeah, there's two ways how to understand the Ritva. Does the Ritva hold there's a din that any time a Kohen Gadol gets dressed with the Shemaris Begodim, so he first has to wear the four basics and then the four extras? That's what he means here? Or maybe no. Maybe it's not Azoy Vait. Maybe the Ritva just means here by the Shiva, that he's not Stam getting, is wearing the Big Dekuna for doing the Avodah. Maybe when he's Ladaius, when he's Stam wearing the Big Dekuna every day for doing the Avodah, so it doesn't matter what he wears first, Efshar. However, here, it's not Stam Levishas Begodim for the Avodah, but this is the Miluim. This Levishas Begodim, or the Halbashas Begodim, Moshe Rabbeinu is dressing them up, that's supposed to give him the Kedushas Kehuna, including the Kedushas Kehuna Gdailah. This is making him a Kohen Gadol. Mimeilo ben Agia this, Dr. Ritva, you can't make him a Kohen Gadol before he's a Kohen Hedyot. What makes him the Kohen Hedyot is the basic four. Big the kehuna that he shares with the Kohen Hedyot. In addition to that, you dress him up with a four extra, and that makes him also a Kohen Gadol. On top of being a regular Kohen, now you're upgrading him to Kedushas Kehuna Gdailah. But you can't be a Kohen Gadol before you're Kohen Hedyot altogether, right? So that's Taka not going to be in a Gela Dairis. More so, even when you make a new Kohen Gadol, yeah, even when you make a new Kohen Gadol Dairis, Riboy Begadim that we had before, or Riboy Meshav, so then maybe the Ritva won't be bothered with this. Even when you're Taka going to make a new Kohen Gadol, not just on a regular day that he's getting dressed for Avodah, but even in the first Kohen Gadol later in history that Ladaivis, when you being memanah him to be a Kohen Gadol, Aliday Riba Begadim, also there. We saw in the Gemara Udav, there's a din Riba Begadim. When you're dressing up for the first time for the big Kohen Gadol, that's Taka what makes him a Kohen Gadol, right? There could be the Ritva wouldn't be makpid on the Seder. Even if you're going to dress him up first with the big Kohen Gadol before you dress him up with all the big Kohen Hedyot, so Efshar, even there it's Nish Gefelach. Even the Ritva is going to be mighty. Why? Because he's already a Kohen Hedyot. You're not making him a Kohen Hedyot now. By Aaron a Kohen, by Aaron Ubanov, this is the first time they became Bechlal Kohanim. The whole Musav of Kedushas Kehuna started now. Before that, they were not Kohanim Bechlal. So first you have to make Aaron a Kohen Hedyot, and then you can make him a Kohen Gadol. But Shainkin Ledairois, even when you make him a new Kohen Gadol, but he's already a Kohen Hedyot, you're not making him a Kohen Hedyot now, you're just making him a Kohen Gadol. No, so maybe that the Ritva wouldn't care, that you first put on the Chayshin and then the Avnet. But here, you're making him first, you first have to make him a Kohen Hedyot, before you make him a Kohen Gadol. So first you have to put on all the big Kohen Hedyot. So how is Rashi saying that, according to Mandolma Bevasachas, that all the Avnets will be Vasachas, Oktvashi, first you've dressed up Aaron with all the rest of the Begodim, which is mashma all the big Kohen Gadol, except for the Avnet, and the Avnet you left for later. If the Avnet is part of the basics, part of the four big Kohen Hedyot, so without that you can't make him a Kohen Gadol before he's a Kohen Hedyot. Before you put the Avnet on him, he's not even a Kohen Hedyot. How could you make him a Kohen Gadol before you made him a Kohen Hedyot? So after that's the pshat in the Ritva, that it's dafka here because this the Levishas Begadim gave the basic chalais kedushas kehuna of the Kohen Hedyot. So first you have to make a Kohen Hedyot, then so that's the Ritva's kasha on Rashi. You see in Rashi the Hedyot not like that. It's Rashi, it's mashma that Rashi's not worried about it. Rashi's not worried about it. So what's Taka the Pshat in Rashi? What's Taka the answer to the Ritva's question? The Ritva Taka says. So we'll see some how the Ritva learns in the Gemara. But what's Pshat in Rashi? We're going to have to say there's Machlekes and Lomdes here. The Ritva learns that Big Kohen Gadol is Taka made out of two categories. It's four and four. It's a fact that four of the eight are what he shares with the Big Day with the Big Kohen Hedyot. But the Shaila is, what does this mean? The Ritva holds, it's every Kohen Gadol is wearing two sets of clothing. He's wearing four Big Kohen Hedyot plus four Big Kohen Gadol, right? Rashi maybe would answer, no, it's not true. Shmoinas Begodim of Kohen Gadol is under a Begodim in Ganzen. Yeah, we saw before there's a Shaila even about the Avnet. Maybe it's not the same Avnet. Even the Begodim that they share might be different kind of Begodim. Even the hat, this is a mitznefes, this is a mikbas. So Lamaisa could be Rashi holds in Londis that Pshat is Big Kohen Gadol is not four and four. It's new Begodim, it's the whole thing is eight Big Kohen Gadol. And Mimela, it doesn't matter. It's you're first dressing up with the Big Kohen Hedyot, then the Big Kohen Gadol. There's no such thing. All the Big Kohen Gadol are Big Kohen Gadol. There's no, it's not four of them are Big Kohen Hedyot. So anyway, when you're dressing up Aaron with the Big Kohen Gadol, so obviously, even the Kohen Hedyot, the Kedushas Kohen Hedyot Sheboy, that the basic Kedushas Kehuna that you're giving him, is Aridei the Big Dekohen Gadol, because you're not dressing up with Big Dekohen Hedyot at all. The Ritva understood that first you dressed him up with Big Dekohen Hedyot, and that's what made him a Kohen altogether, and then the four basic begodim, and then you added the four Big Dekohen Gadol, that's what made him a Kohen Gadol. Kidu, it went in two stages. Rashi maybe hold Nishtazoi. No, the Big Dekohen Gadol are not made out of two sets, four and four. It's not a Big Dekohen Gadol. There's no Big Dekohen Hedyot there at all. All the begadim are big, the special Big Dekohen Gadol. That's the lumpness of them. And in Meila, Al Kachach, when you dress up the Kohen Gadol with all the Big Dekohen Gadol, so that's what makes him the Kohen Hedyot, the Kohen Gadol. Where Aaron Bevasachas, he became a Kohen Hedyot, the Kohen Gadol. He did the Big Dekohen Gadol. There was no two sets of vices. That's what Rashi holds. So Mamish Yavi, he said this, how to understand the Big Dekohen Gadol. So what is the Ritva Taka learn? So what's the Pshat Gemara Kunta the Ritva? Lamais it says Bevasachas. Zok the Ritva, and he brings this down b'shem the Ramban. Ela Zok the La'achar shechogar la'aron ilubonav avnetayim Bevasachas kede parishno Choza v'hil b'ish la'aron big de kehuna gedoylo. Dehainu. He says like this. First he dressed up Aaron with all the big de kehuna hadyot, with the four basics. Except for the avnet. Yeah, three of the four. Ksoinis, Chesayim, yeah, and the Mitznefis. He left out the Avnet. But he didn't put on him yet the Choshen and then the Tzitz because he didn't finish with the Big Dekohen Hedyot yet. He doesn't have yet the Avnet, so he's missing the basics. Then he went to Bnei Aaron and he dressed them up with the Big Dekohen Hedyot. When he got to the Avnet, he put the Avnet on Aaron and on Bnei Aaron, Bevasachas. And then, only after the Avnet, he went back to the extra four Big Dekohen Gadol of Aaron to dress him up with the Choshen and the Tzitz only after he already had the Avni, all the way in the end. So there's an extra stage that is left out in the, to the end. That's what the Ritva learns Pshat Gemara. And it has to be this way, Zokter, because you can't put on the Big Dekohen Gadol, the extra Big Dekohen Gadol, before he has the four basic Big Dekohen Gadol. V'chein pirish Rabbeinu HaGadol, Zichron Livroch, he says. That's the Ram. He's saying the Ramban already said Pshat this way. So I just want to show you one last thing for dessert about this. You see, there's a Moshe here. It's Mamish Peri Gishmak Ezach. Blazer Moshe, you're right for not, he doesn't bring down this Ritva. Maybe he didn't have it. He asks here a different kasha in Rashi. You see, yeah, he's making the same diuk in Rashi. You see that first he dressed up Aaron with all the Big Dekohen Gadol except for the Avnet, and then he moved on to the Banav. Correct. So Ritva is saying, in London, it doesn't make sense. You're dressing up the Big Dekohen Gadol before he has all the basics. The Avnet is part of the basics. Blazer Moshe is asking a different kasha. He's asking, how is a Chayich B'Mitzias to do that? What's the Big Dekohen Gadol? Yeah, you have different layers, right? So there's the Nechnasayim, there's the Ksoinis, and then there's a Me'il, and there's an Eifoid, and a Cheshev Eifoid. What is Cheshev Eifoid? Yeah, there's the Eifoid and Cheshev Eifoid. Cheshev Eifoid is Nocha Gartl, that you're tying up the Eifoid on top of the Me'il, right? Where does the Gartl go, the Avnate, the basic Avnate, where does that go? That goes underneath. On the Ksoinis, like the Kohen Hedyot, right? So you have a Ksoinis. On the Ksoinis, you wear the Avnate. And then you have a Me'il, and on top of that, the Eifid, and you tie up the Eifid, the Cheshav Eifid. Effectively, it's a Moshe. How is it Chayich, what Rashi's saying, that he first dressed around with all the Big Dekohen Gadol, and including the Eifid, the Cheshav Eifid, the Me'il, and only then he put on the Avnate? It's not Chayich B'Mitzias. How, after you tied up the Cheshav Eifid on top of the top layer, how could you go back and tie the Avnate on the under, yeah, on the Ksoinis? It's not possible. B'Mitzias. So he's asking the technical problem. And he blives to Rechiyun. Yeah? So the Fida Ritva, so we have the answer for that kasha also. Yeah? So the Fida Ritva's Shita, so it's not Shver. Because the Ritva anyway says, Taka, for a different reason, the Ritva's concerned about the Lundis. Yeah. Ritva says, no, the Avad, the Avnet, he didn't put on the Eifoy, the Me'il before the Avnet. Because all the extra Big Dekohen Gadol, he left all the way for the end. When it says that he first dressed up Aaron before, without the Avnet, it was only with the basic four. He only put on him the Ksoinis. The Eifed and the Mili Taka left all the way after the Avnet. So he nailed it. He's also a Blazer Moshe's Kasha's answer, if he really went to the Shita. Yes? Okay.